Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Wrestlon. Today we're going to be talking about the 19th serial of Doctor Who, the second serial of Season 3, Mission to the Unknown, which consists entirely of one singular episode.
That's it. We watched it, and now we're done. We're done watching it.
It's called Mission to the Unknown, also known as the Dalek Cutaway. It aired October 9th, 1965. To October 9th, 1965.
Are we like...
And that's the shortest Joe facts.
Watching... Have we gotten to a point where like, it's October, and it's October?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be October when this episode goes up, probably.
But I mean, for us, our like, watching schedule is like...
In sync.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think we might be starting to move a little ahead. Yeah, so there's that. That's
interesting.
We gotta pad this puppy out. Like I said, this episode is pretty unique. This is the first serial. It's not even really a serial. It's just an episode. It's the first sort of standalone episode. If I'm not mistaken, it's the only standalone episode in all of Classic Who other than the Five Doctors or something like that. But that one got split up into multi-parts when they re-aired it. Apparently it was like a long episode or whatever.
The Five Doctors? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's some of the only Classic Who I've seen.
Yeah, so there you go. This is a special episode. It doesn't have the Doctor. It does not have any of the companions. It does not have the TARDIS.
So in short, anyone or anything you care about.
It has the Daleks. That's the Daleks.
Guess my opinion about this episode, guys.
It was a treat watching it with Tony, or at least trying to watch it with Tony while she was making disparaging remarks the entire time.
I just don't understand it.
It's okay. It was hard enough to follow it because it does not exist, by the way.
It doesn't exist. No one you care about is in it.
And someone's talking over it the whole time about how bad it is.
I mean, like, it's not... I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand why it was done.
I can tell you why it was done. Are you ready for another episode of Joe Facts?
Let's do it.
Joe Facts! Okay, the reason why this episode exists, from what I read, Veri Lambert wanted to give the cast more vacation time. She wanted to give them a bit of a longer break, so they tacked this episode onto the end of the previous serial, its filming block, to give them a little bit more of a break time, so there's none of the main cast are in it. Also, it was a writing exercise for Terry Nation, who created the Daleks and wanted to write more with him and see if he could do a Dalek story without the Doctor and potentially use that as a sort of a basis for a spinoff.
See, I don't get that either. Like, if you're going to do a spinoff, it's my understanding that you take, like, a beloved character and give them their own show and not just, like... It's got Daleks in it.
The main character in this episode, his last name's Corey. He is a security... He's like part of this like galactic police squad, basically, that basically tracks down Daleks and gets rid of them. And that would be what the spinoff would potentially be about, is this sort of agency that tracks down Daleks. Dalek hunters, if you will. I believe there was an episode written for it called The Destroyers, and it did not get picked up. But there was scripts written for it.
That'd be an interesting alternate universe to live in.
And not only was this sort of a setup for a spinoff, a backdoor pilot, if you will, it also was setting up a future serial that we will be getting to called The Daleks Master Plan.
But it's not before that.
It's not the next serial.
It's before a completely different serial.
It's actually going to be the serial after the next serial. It actually apparently confused a lot of people.
Because it's confusing! thing.
You set up all this stuff and then you go away for 4 episodes until it comes back.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a great idea. But, I mean, look at it from, like, it's interesting, certainly, because it's a lot of firsts.
Yes.
And some onlys.
Well, should we talk about the specifics of what happens?
Yeah, I've got notes.
All right.
So, Mission to the Unknown, let's talk about it. We start where we ended off last time, which was with the, what's on that? Well, we don't see the doctor at all, but, you know, the doctor last episode was like, what's going on that planet? I don't know, let's move on.
And it's some guy who must kill. Yes. He just remembered. He had forgotten, but he just remembered.
I remember now.
He wrote it down.
I'm
a post-it note here.
Let's see, I've been on.
Must kill.
Yeah, he's in this jungle, and he's going to go kill some people. And then we see a crashed ship in the jungle, and two men are attempting to fix it. Captain Lowry and this Corey guy, who is the previously mentioned security service guy. I forget the name of it. I just read it, and I've already forgotten. I'm not going to look it up again. It's like literally right here on my phone, and I could just peek, but I'm not going to. I don't care enough. I know I'm proving your point. But yeah, they're fixing this ship. I don't know, it's weird. Like, this is one episode, and the characterizations of these two characters starts off one way, and then immediately swaps the characterizations. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did. I did notice that. I did.
How do you fuck it up that quickly?
I was confused.
Because, like, you've got, like, Corey's, like, questioning stuff, and, like, what's up with all this? What, you know, there's this loud monkey noise, and blah, blah, blah. And the captain guy's like, we don't have time to talk about this. We need to fix things. And he's
to be fair, what happens is Corey is like, we just need to like shut up and get the job done. And then the captain guy is like, I'll tell you what we need to do. I'm the captain. We need to shut up and get this job done. That's basically the conversation that happens.
That's true. But it is weird though, because they sort of set up Corey to be the more likable one and Lowry to be sort of a gruff, grumpy guy. But then, like, the very next scene, it's completely reversed. Corey's sort of grumpy and like, we must, you know, get this shit done.
But I think it's supposed to be kind of a reveal, right?
But, like, Lowry like sort of becomes more of a lovable, likable guy in the short amount of time that he's in this, you know?
Because it's...
you're just like, let's just get this done.
I lost interest halfway through my sentence.
Forgive us, we're struggling to come up with things to talk about. What was that screaming animal, though? It screamed once. Just enough to be like, this planet's weird, yo. We're not going to hear that ever again.
It sounded to me like they just took all of the tracks of monkeys they could find and laid them over top of each other lots of times.
To me, it just sounded like one guy just going, I'm gonna put it in. I'll edit it in so you guys can
compare. Sound exactly like that.
I'm just going to cut my audio out. And
no, you will not.
Okay, well, here's what it sounds like. So then Killer Astronaut, they're wondering, where did Garvey go? Where's Garvey?
Where did that third guy go?
And he shows up. It's you know, I must kill. And he shows up and Corey is immediately like, well, fuck that guy, and shoots him. And Lowry's like, what? That was Garvey. What? God, it was... He is the best man at my wedding. Oh my god, he has a family.
That stuff happened.
He does freak out. He's like, what the hell? That was Garvey, man. Remember Garvey?
You remember Garvey.
We served in the war together. We had the same babysitter. We went to preschool together. We bathed together. We had a very close relationship. And you murdered him in cold blood.
None of those things happen.
Except the fact that he did freak out. He's like, what are you doing? Like, he freaks out and then, like, Corey slaps him. Like,
he does, he slaps him.
Get your shit together. Like, ow! You slapped my neck! Not even just my throat! Aim better. God.
Sorry.
Ah, thank you. That's better. But he's like, it was me or him. Like, he was going to kill me, so I was going to kill him. Which, I mean, is true.
Because he's turning into a what?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
But he does notice.
Forgive me, it'll be 10 minutes. Because that's all that's left in the episode.
He notices that Garvey has been poked by a thorn that he calls the Varga thorn.
And it's huge, by the way.
For those listening, Tony is gesturing with her hand.
It's like this big.
Just imagine an average sized dick. It's about that
big. I mean, well, he's right. He's right. He's not wrong. Small for a penis, big for a thorn.
And so they're like, well, we just need to leave. We gotta take care of this ship and blah, 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 blah. Bad stuff's going on. We gotta go.
I don't know if you heard our previous conversation about how we have to fix the ship and go. But just in case, we're having it a second time.
Also, we need to look at this thorn thing, and I gotta tell you some shit. And they go off, and you think that Garvey's dead, but Garvey moves.
And now he looks like Santa Claus.
Well, you're still jumping ahead. You just see that his hand's weird. Remember? You made that mole joke.
I did make that mole joke.
You made a lot of jokes while watching this.
All right, calm down. It's fine when you do it. It's fine when I can't watch it because you're talking over it. That's fine. When I do it, suddenly it's a problem.
I love you. I'm glad you finally realized the dynamic we have here. But yeah, Garvey has a weird hand. It's like, I don't know.
Fuzzy. I can't tell what it's supposed to because it's, you know.
Not great quality, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So reveals are kind of hard. Where you're like, oh, what is that? It looks weird. And you're like, does it?
But anyway, they go in the ship and they're talking. And Corey's like, I have a license. Look at this. I got a license to kill. Look, you see this?
Literally, like, shows out like a badge and it says license to kill.
And then Lowry's like, well, I'll have no part in this. And he's like, well, you know what? I can also enlist anyone I want to help me in my quest. So, you know what? You're enlisted. Welcome to the army, pal. So, he's like, enlists the guy. And he's like, yeah, I'll work with you, whatever. If I have to, I guess.
Which is a terrible system. But you can just be like, you gotta help me kill a guy. And you have to be like,
okay. Right. Guess so.
You got a piece of paper that says so, so.
Can't photocopy that. He didn't even like test it, like you look at it through like the light and see if the watermark was there, you know?
It's shiny underneath.
Oh yeah, it's got, you know, a little another little image of your face slightly to the right.
It's legit.
That's I don't know, is that a very American reference to make? I don't know how other people's money works. But if you look at a $100 bill or a $20 bill or whatever in America, there's generally the face of the president. I don't know if that works that way in other places. But anyway, he reveals that the Daleks have taken over a shit ton of planets, like 70 planets and then like some more elsewhere. He classified them in two different groups. But they've taken over a lot of planets.
There's like the inner solar system.
The outer solar system. The inner belly button.
The Audi belly button.
And Mars. But yeah, he like says this and then the guy was like, okay, but then they're so far away, right? Like, why is this a big deal? And he's like, because they're getting close to Earth. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, okay. We sort of figured that when you were talking about the Daleks, that they were an immediate threat. That's when we see that Garvey's hand has progressed to the about 80% of his upper body.
He's a cotton plant.
He's just a big old fluff ball.
Bothers me because he's talking when he first is talking about what's it called, the
Varga.
The Varga. He's talking about the Varga, and he's like, they look like a cactus. And then they like cut to him, and he does not look like a cactus.
He kind of looks like if you dropped like
that was the only description of the whole thing, and then they made it.
You know those, like, big popsicle sticks? Those popsicles you get with, like, two sticks?
Yeah.
Like, if you dropped one of those under the couch for a week, that's what he looks like.
And it didn't melt.
And it didn't melt, yeah. Just covered in, like, fuzz and fur and gross things. We go back, and Corey says that he thinks that this planet, Kimball, by the way, is the Dalek base. Because he's like, this place is, like, very uninhabitable. It's like one of the most hostile environments ever, blah 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 blah. It'd be a great place to have a secret place for, you know, war preparations or whatever. Daleks do whatever the heck they want to do, right? Because Daleks can, I don't know, like if it's hostile, like wouldn't it be hostile to the Daleks as well?
No, because they're like,
because they're in a shell. Then he talks about the Vargas thing. He's like, if you get poked by the thorn, it makes you like want to kill people, and then you turn into a plant. It's an animal plant hybrid thing. And the Daleks, he reveals this a little later, but he says that basically the Daleks, if there's Varga here, there's Daleks here, because they're from Skaro. he later said, like, he doesn't say this now, but he says it later, and I don't know why he doesn't say it now. He's like, oh yeah, the Daleks created them, like, as protection. I don't know why he didn't say it there. Like, just, oh yeah, I forgot, by the way. Anyway, the Daleks are having a conference with people. The Daleks are planning to have a conference. They're just setting it up that people are going to be showing up, and they're going to be doing a thing.
They're having, like, basically a supervillain conference, and it's, like, all of the low-budget supervillains you could think of. Like, that's what it... There's the Thing. There's Evil Trash Can.
Okay, you know, like, Robot Monster, the gorilla suit thing with the helmet? Like, if you had that but took away the gorilla suits, there's that guy. It's like a lower-rent version of a low-rent... monster.
Every single
monster.
One of them has some kind of like talk, has some kind of like talking gimmick.
Like they all, I don't know, they all talk stupidly. I am this guy.
I am this girl.
No. And again, the only species of this
they all talk stiltedly, by the way.
Yeah, every single one of them talks stiltedly. The only species that anyone that you'd recognize is the Daleks. So it's not like it's like, oh, there's all these bad guys. It's just like, it's a trash can with angry eyes. It's my favorite.
You're actually moving way faster than this episode actually moves, and it's one episode. That'll tell you something. They just mentioned, hey, we're having a conference, and people haven't shown up yet. Like, set the table. And they're like, and while you're doing that, you Daleks go destroy that spaceship. It's it looks really tacky in our driveway. And they're out, and they're like, the Vargas are closing in on the spaceship, and they're like, oh no.
They're like, oh no.
Is that rescue beacon almost done? So Lowry's working on a rescue beacon.
Which, by the way, the rescue beacon is like, it won't work without this. And he shows this like cassette player. And he's like, it works just like a cassette player, only it sends the cassette to space.
All right.
Okay.
It
looks almost exactly like an ordinary cassette player.
Yeah, like a reel-to-reel or something like that. Right. Right, yeah.
Only it sends it to space.
He literally says, it's exactly like the thing it looks like.
That's how it works. Thank you for explaining.
They just are like, well, we'll send it off and just have to stay alive until we get rescued. And then they see the big a big ship coming in, and they're like, we should probably get out of here. We'll take this little rocket with us, and we'll shoot it off whenever we get a chance. And that's when the Great Alliance of funny-talking people show up.
Which, by the way, I thought Dalek's whole deal is that they hate everyone, and they're better than everyone, and they're going to kill anything that's different than them. So they're in an alliance with all these different people. How does that...
Oh, they did it in Nuhu, too.
Yeah, I didn't buy that either. Especially because they're like, we're gonna put you in the Pandorica, Doctor, because you're gonna unravel reality. Really? That's a bad thing now? That's something you're against all of a sudden? Or do you think they were more just like, oh, they're gonna lock the Doctor? Yeah, let's get in on that.
Probably. I mean, their hate boner for the Doctor is probably more important than anything.
That's true.
They're running off, and they see the Daleks. They see the Daleks coming to the ship. They notice them. And the Daleks are like, exterminate! And they blow up the ship. They exterminate the spaceship.
They do.
Because this doesn't exist, the guy says, we hear the guy say, it just completely fell apart. Which, and I'm like, I'm immediately imagining, like, that happened off screen. Yeah. They did not show that, no. I bet.
That spaceship went into negative and then went off screen forever.
They're like, oh, we gotta get away. They're still here. We don't need to get caught. And Lowry, in the process of running away, gets thorned.
He does.
He gets varged, but he's like trying to hide it from Corey.
Which, why does everyone do that? If you ever like get stabbed by something that makes you evil and want to kill people or turned into a zombie or some bullshit, you better tell me right away.
Okay.
Just as long as we have that understanding. No hiding this shit.
You hid it from me.
Well, that was a
oh, different wait, that
movie.
That was Better Off Inside, and those were fictional characters we played.
Yeah.
Still, you hid it from me.
Not I'll never forgive you. I'm just saying, it drives me crazy. when Barbara was in Planet of the Giants was like, I'm fine. And it's like, why are you telling Danny? Why are you? There's no good reason to be hiding this. Just be like, hey.
Okay, but did you see when Garvey just briefly is like, I must kill. Corey's like, nope, and kills him first.
Yeah, that's what you should, that's what should happen.
Some people don't want to be shot, you know. Some people want to live.
Well, it's too late.
You don't know that. There might be a cure for the Vargathorn. You're like, freeze me.
We don't have time for that shit.
If I get a zombie virus or something, lock me in a basement until they find a cure.
Sure, that's what I'm going to do.
I've picked a bad zombie apocalypse partner. Anyway, the meeting is about to start. They've arrived. Now they're about to start. And Malfa, who is the previously mentioned guy that looks like the Thing, but made out of more ping pong balls. he literally looks like, okay, he looks like Marlon Brando played the Thing in the 60s. And if you're not aware, I'm talking about, we're both talking about the Thing from the Fantastic Four. Not just some random the Thing.
Just a Thing.
Yeah. He's like, his name's Malfa, and he's like, I don't want to start this meeting because I heard there's hostile influences on this planet. He says hostile influences like 3 times. He's talking about the astronauts and stuff. And the Daleks are like, damn it, did you guys not get that ship out of the driveway? Damn it, Dalek Gary.
There's like a huge fucking conversation of, there's hostile people on this planet. They're not going to live. How do you know they're not going to live? Because we're Daleks and we'll exterminate them. How do you, because we're, well, they're going to be exterminated. Super, super exterminated.
Way, way dead, you guys.
All right. But...
and they have this conversation for far too long.
You know, everyone speaking as stilted as possible.
Everyone. All of their weird voices are all super stilted.
Hey, super stilted!
That's just alien.
But then they're like, all right, cool. You know what? We like you guys. 7 powers allied! Like, there's 7 of them, I guess. the Sinister 7. And they're just, like, super gloating and, like, cheering over and high-fiving each other.
I mean, that's
because
they have... They literally, the table, by the way, is like a, I guess it's a map? That's what
of the solar,
system. And it's like, we're going to take this planet and that one. And ooh, that one's pretty.
They're literally like, Jupiter, Venus, the moon colonies. What? You couldn't have picked another planet there? And then the Daleks are like, okay, but first we're, fuck Earth, and knocks it off the table. I mean, it's the little scrolly bar across the bottom of the screen says he knocks the Earth model off the table because it doesn't exist. So they're like, I guess they're just going to attack the solar system and take out each planet one by one and the moon colonies.
Why they need 7 other allies to do that?
I don't know. And then we get back and like Lowry's lagging behind. Corey's like, what the fuck? Come on. We got to go. And he's like, But, Corey, I don't know if you know this, but I gotta kill. I gotta kill you guys. Just gotta kill. It's been on my to-do list for a long time. I've been putting it off. I was like, I got other things I gotta do first, but now it's time. I gotta kill. And Corey's like, nope, and then shoots him. What? That's what happened word for word.
Why are you doing like a bit?
Because we gotta make this interesting somehow.
Okay, that's what happens.
Corey kills him, so we're down to 1 from 3. 3 characters that we barely got to know.
And then they died.
Yeah. Well, Corey's still alive.
But he's gonna die. Spoilers. Super dead.
Corey's like, I'm gonna record this message and send out this SOS so we can get people to stop these Daleks. So he's like, yo, Daleks coming. And he's going to put it in the rocket, but does not get a chance to because the Daleks show up and they're like, fire! And they killed Corey. So it's like, well, this is for nothing. But this is reconstruction. They sort of zoom in on the real.
The real?
You made that same damn joke when you watched it. Not the real from last serial. But the tape recorder thing. They zoom in on it like it's in the bushes. So apparently somebody's going to find that and find out. I'm guessing the
You know, a serial from now.
Yeah, but Corey's exterminated. Everybody's dead. Woo! Fun times. And the bad guys are like, victory! Victory! End of the episode. Like, okay, if you didn't know... Okay, so imagine watching this where the bad guys win, the Daleks win, the good guys die, the humans die, And then the next episode doesn't... The next four episodes do not mention this at all.
At all.
That's a really weird episode. With a way downer ending. It's like, what? We took an episode off to show a story where the bad guys win? What Everyone the hell?
My thing about it is that, you know, I don't care about any of these characters. And that's really hard for me.
Wait. Are we in final thoughts?
I guess not.
I was about to say, well, we just finished the mission to the unknown, so.
I don't know. I've lost my train of thoughts. My train of thought completely.
Sorry, my bad. Pick it back up.
It's gone, man.
People you don't care
Why
about.
Why did you interrupt me?
Because I want to say, final thoughts!
My whole thing is I don't care about these characters because I don't know them. Like, you could make me care about a character in an episode, but I didn't. And... Like, and it doesn't help that this episode doesn't really exist. So, not only, it's harder for me to focus on, like, threads of who people are, you know? Mm-hmm. When it's just audio, and there's not much to them, really, as far as who they are. They're just sort of plot pieces. The plot's not interesting enough, either. And to me, to have watched this in context would be frustrating and annoying.
I didn't mind it so much. I liked Lowry, okay. I didn't really care for Corey. Garvey's not in it long enough to even care about. The council is interesting-ish, but, like, nothing really happens with them. They're just like, we're going to do bad stuff, okay. The Daleks don't really do much. I feel like it's almost like two episodes smushed together. It's the Dalek episode, which should have been combined with an actual Doctor episode. And also, I think the Vargo story...
Think there's two stories there.
No, I think the Varga story would make an alright episode unto itself, but not, it doesn't really work when combined with this Dalek story. Like, I mean, it's got like a nice sort of like zombie feel to it, but you don't really care enough about the characters for it to matter. I mean, there was some nice stuff in there with that, I thought. Like, you know, you do have that sort of like, I've been poked by the thing and I'm trying to keep it secret, which is all like classic zombie stuff. But in the middle of all this setting up the Dalek stuff, it's just, there's not enough time to explore the characters that these three characters that we are introduced to. There's not enough time to hang out with them, to get to know them, because we're too busy setting up this Dalek storyline and this Varga thing sort of relegated to a B plot when really, I feel like it should have been more of a, like if it had been more of an A plot without all the Dalek stuff, it probably could have been a bit of a stronger episode.
Here's my other thing. I'm super fucking worried about the 12th Martyr.
It's
if all
daunting.
Those stilted bad guys are the bad guys for 12 episodes, I might die.
I think it's a bit like The Chase, a bit, where it's sort of segmented up. I think somebody comes back and that, I've seen that. And I forgot that someone was in it because I kind of combined it with the previous episode.
Somebody comes back?
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean back? What does that mean? Who?
Do you only...
Oh! Is this... But it's not her, though, right? Is that
her?
What you're talking about? Oh, no. Who
it's
is
not
it?
Not her.
Who is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
All right.
The monk.
The monk?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
Like... I acted like I didn't see him in anything else, but I think I did, and I just forgot. And I, because I remember watching the Meddling Monk episode and being like, wait, wasn't there that bit? No, I guess not. I remember something like this happening, but no, it's because I was
it's a different episode. Very cool.
The Dalek Master Plan is going to be a huge, daunting, it's like 12 parts,
well, we
something like
that.
We
just put
that
up into...
That's what, I don't know. I figure we'll watch at least 6 episodes and see where we want to go from there.
Because I just can't imagine talking about 12 episodes in like one 45-minute chunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of these are an hour and a half.
Well, some of these are an hour and a half and they're about 4 episodes, is what I'm saying.
That's true. If we do split it up into 2, that'll be fine. But if we only do it as 1, we have the Christmas episode that'll go up that next week. If we split it up in 2, we'll just upload the Christmas special along with part 2 of that episode, I think. Something like that. I remember looking at it like ages ago, timeline-wise.
Okay.
So you'll either
Christmas
get special. The Dalek Master Plan episode and then the Christmas episode, or you'll get part 1 and then part 2 and the Christmas episode in the same week.
All right.
Something like that.
Something to look forward to, Danes.
But yeah, I was talking about the master plan. That's not what's next. It's next we'll be doing The Mythmakers, which is a four-parter. It's also missing, but we'll be having a special guest. Jez Layman will be back of...
I like her.
I do too. Of How to Grow the Fuck Up and That Adult Feel. She's also going to be on the Christmas special with us, which by the time you hear this, we probably will have already recorded.
Yes.
But won't have aired yet. Yeah, that's exciting. I'm excited to have her back, and we're going to do an episode with her, and then immediately, shortly thereafter, be doing the Christmas special with her and Chris, who we just recorded a podcast with. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Sorry, this one's a short one.
You think we covered it.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on watchyourassalon.com. And if you like us, please feel free to support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/watchathon. And tune in next time when we talk about the Mythmakers on The Watchathon of Rassilon!
Woo!
What? Before we go.
What?
Before we get... Tony?
What?
There's something I gotta tell you.
Don't.
I remember now. I must kill! All right, bye. Tony's dead.